On Robin Hood Radio, today we are joined by Dick Hermans and Susanna Hermans, and they are having a 50th birthday bash for Oblong Books in Mellerton, and welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for having us.
50 years for a small business, and I was thinking about this in downtown Mellerton, is a long, long time. And I know at the time you started, I was a junior in high school. And so I know Mellerton like the back of my hand, and it's completely changed over this 50-year period. You're about the only thing left from 50 years ago, I think.
I think you're about right. The movie theater came in, the movie house came in, a couple of years after we started.
Yep.
So I do think we are the elder statesmen of downtown Mellerton at the moment.
I do believe that's the case, and congratulations for that, because small businesses in small towns these days, it's unusual to see 50 years coming. And you're really good about this because you're going to throw a big birthday party.
We sure are, yeah. On Saturday the 9th, we are going to be throwing our 50th birthday bash right here on South Center Street in Mellerton.
All right. Tell us all about what you're offering at your birthday bash.
Absolutely. So we're here from 11 to 4 with the party, and we're going to have a couple musicians. We're going to have Josh Driver and the Joint Chiefs. We'll have two food trucks and also free henna and face painting, free lemonade and popcorn, and there'll be also some children's games in the afternoon. So there's all sorts of stuff coming around for everybody of all ages. We'll also have two New Yorker cartoonists, Michael Maslin and Liza Donnelly, here for an hour signing their books, but also drawing for people. So that will be a real treat.
Wow, it sounds like a good event, and everything is free, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, that's a big thing for you guys to do for a 50th birthday party. If you want more information on that before we go any further, visit oblongbooks.com, and you'll find the whole schedule of what's going on that day. You know, 50 years, maybe we can talk a brief amount about your history, how this all started and how it got to where it is today.
Well, we began actually in 1974 when Holly Nelson and I met at a meeting. And we got involved as a boy and girlfriend, and eventually she moved down to Mellerton in the spring of 1975, and we were trying to figure out what to do to sustain ourselves. I was working for my father's insurance agency with my brother, and Holly was a big reader. I had worked in a record store in college, and there was a space that became available just up the street from where we are now, where Demitasse is in Mellerton right now. It's 400 square feet, and it had been a liquor store that had just closed or moved, I'm not sure which. And they had shelves, which once we dusted them, were ready to open a bookstore. It was like you couldn't do it any simpler than we did. We borrowed my father's pickup truck. We went down to a wholesaler in New York City, bought books, came back, and opened a store in October of that year.
And as I recall that was a very small space there. And you originally started out as Oblong Books and Music, didn't you?
Yes, Oblong Books and Records, actually, originally.
Books and Records, okay.
We moved across the street. I think we might have become Music then because tapes were replacing LPs. That we moved over to where Cottage and Camp is now. And we were in the original store for 6 years, in Cottage and Camp for 8 years. And then we moved into the building we're in now. We bought it in 1990 and remodeled it and turned it into the place it is today.
That's quite a history, jumping around in just that little postage stamp area. So,
yeah.
And then you also opened up a place in Rhinebeck. That's interesting. What brought that about?
Well, we were actually asked, a mother and daughter had an old car dealership that had, their husband had died and the dealership went away. The space was empty. It had been a Chevy, showroom and repair shop, and they converted it into retail. And we're looking for a bookstore to be the anchor store. And I went over there. Holly had retired at this point from the operation, and it just looked natural. It was great space, and we designed it, bought shelves, set it up, and. That's basically it. Hammertown is next door to us there, as a place called Changes and a restaurant called Gigi. All four of us started that year at Montgomery Row in Rhinebeck, and all four of us are still there now, 24 years later. And that is quite an amazing story, too.
Yeah, that is. And Mellerton and Rhinebeck are very similar in what their content is and the type of people that are there and the shops and all. It's you couldn't have found a place that was more of a mirror image, if you will, than Rhinebeck. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've just, you know, from when we started, I mean, our store really grew organically. You know, we didn't have, like, money to make it a flashy place. We just built it as we went along. And got the kids store in 1994 on South Center Street, and really have been reliant on two things: our good staff and our good customers.
Well, and that's, you know, in the business you're in, as you think about the period in time, books have kind of been disappearing, if you will, in favor of electronic, e-books, all of these things. The same thing as you were saying with music. Suddenly, and I noticed lately, though, they're bringing back vinyl records, which is interesting. But you've had to adapt to a lot of change over that 50 years.
There's been a lot of up and down in the industry, you know, the rise of the chain stores in the 90s, the advent of Amazon in the early 2000s, and then the ebook kind of panic of about 10 years ago. Happy to report that print book sales are doing just fine. What we found was that a portion of people switched to reading digitally, but that number kind of plateaued. You know, there's a lot to say about a paper book, and it's use, it's utility. You can share it with your friend at no cost without any, you know, email address where you have to sign up or something. And they last as long as they last. You can, you know, get them wet. They'll be all right. You know, I read digitally as well, so absolutely no shade on folks who read digitally. But I think happily that the print book is here to stay.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad to hear you guys are here to stay and have been here for so long and keep on going for another 50 years, we hope.
Thank you.
Now, let's go back to the original topic here, and that is Saturday, August 9th, from around roughly 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Oblong Books is celebrating their 50th birthday with a big bash for everyone to come and enjoy.
Yep, we're going to be able to close off South Center Street for the day. And set up. We have food trucks coming. We have bands. We have
a lot
of people.
Yeah. Come on out and say hi and just have a little party with us.
Yeah, that's right. And again, to get more information about the party, go to oblongbooks.com/events, and you'll find the Oblong 50th Birthday Bash listed there.
So invite everybody to come and just have a good time. It's going to be a beautiful day. You know, looks like it's not going to rain, so we're relieved about that. And it all should be good. And also, the Millerton Business Alliance is having their summer stroll after our event. So the whole afternoon and early evening is a place to be.
Yeah, a full day there in Millerton. And I also note that you're encouraging parking in the new parking lot off Route 22 at the Eddie Collins Memorial Park. And then from there, people can stroll on down to the town and enjoy all the things that are going on. Because Millerton is a very, very busy place.
It is.
It sure is, especially on Saturdays. So we know it's going to be a bit of a parking challenge, but there is parking at Eddie Collins Memorial Field for anyone who's up for a little bit of a walk.
You need to find a space and enjoy, because Millerton is a party, it seems like, all the time anyway. So you're just going to have an extra extra special event with Oblong Books and their 50th anniversary.
Great, yeah. And there are things to discover in Millerton, the new grocery store next to Oblong Jr. If you haven't seen that yet, that's really kind of a special little place.
Yeah.
Everything else that goes on here. We're just looking forward to having people come and have a good time here and enjoy our store, enjoy the other stores in town, and appreciate how special this little Millerton is.
That's exactly right. And for the last time, that will be Saturday, August the 9th, starting around 11 a.m. in downtown Millerton, New York. Good luck, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks
very much.